This upcoming newscast is being brought to you now by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Taking a look first at your local and regional news. There could be a utility increase coming in the future for those who live in the village of Sebwing. During the village's light and water committee meeting, it was decided to start gathering information for a water rate study. During the meeting, it was reported that capping the service on the following properties on North Center Street, 42, 48, 50, and 54, has been done, and that a water service material certification program is underway in the village with about 20% regarding lead lines, and that an inside premise survey was also done, and that Spicer Engineering is reviewing the 168 that were submitted. In addition, the committee decided to submit the information to the council regarding a proposed generator for well number one, and the information on no B4 security awareness training for $2,782. And another local and regional news. The Marlette City Council will host a public hearing at 6 p.m. on Monday, June the 3rd. The hearing, which will be at City Hall at 6436 Morris Street, is regarding the proposed 2024 through 2025 budget. A copy of the proposed budget is available for viewing by the public at City Hall. Following the hearing, the council is expected to adopt the budget and to set the millage rates that will be levied to support the budget throughout the next fiscal year. On the other matter of finances, the council is also exploring the possibility of allowing marijuana businesses, which, if approved, the funds generated by allowing them would bring significant revenue to the city. It is speculated that allowing the development of two grow centers and two distribution dispensaries could generate more than $400,000 a year in additional revenue. The next step in the proposal to allow those businesses is having the Planning Commission develop a proposed ordinance and guidelines. Once that is done, it will go to the council to review. The next council meeting is again 6 p.m. and on June the 3rd. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Life's about the choices we make. What to wear, what to eat, what to do in a day. It can be fun, but what if we pick the wrong choice? At Thumb Cellular, the only wrong choice is not to make one. Right now, Thumb Cellular has three great deals to choose from, and all are winners. You can choose to double your device trade-in value, choose AppleCare Plus protection for half price, or choose a free accessory for your brand new smartphone. Whichever you pick is money saved in your pocket. Plus, anyone switching to Thumb Cellular or adding a line will get a bonus month of free service. The choice is easy. Choose Thumb Cellular and save. Terms and conditions apply. Ask a customer care rep for full details. Maximum trade-in credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end June 30th, 2024.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Trucks carrying badly needed aid for the Gaza Strip have rolled across a newly built U.S. floating pier into the besieged enclave for the first time. The shipment Friday is the first in an operation that American military officials anticipate could scale up to 150 truckloads a day entering the Gaza Strip as Israel presses in on the southern parts of Gaza during its seven-month offensive against Hamas as it continues to rage on. But the United States and aid groups also warn that the pier project is not considered a substitute for land deliveries that could allow in all the food, water, and fuel that's needed in Gaza. Before the war, more than 500 truckloads entered Gaza on an average daily. Israeli restrictions on border crossings and heavy fighting hinder the food and other supplies from reaching the people there. And in other national and international news, severe thunderstorms have hit southeastern Texas for the second time this month, and Houston's mayor says at least 4 people are dead. There have also been windows blown out of high-rise buildings, downed trees, and power outages for more than 900,000 customers. Flights were also briefly grounded at Houston's 2 major airports Thursday. The storm system moved through swiftly, but flood watches and warnings remain for Houston and areas to the east. Heavy storms slammed the region during the first week of May, leading to numerous high-water rescues, including some people from the rooftops of their flooded homes. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Friday, May 17th of 2024. Clarence Vibrance passed away on Monday, May the 13th, peacefully at home at the age of 77. Visitation for Clarence Vibrance will be held on Friday, May the 31st, from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. at the McAlpin Funeral Home of Bad Axe. Burial will follow after the service at Colfax Township Cemetery. The family of Clarence Vibrance will hold a luncheon to follow at Wilcox Park. Memories can be shared online with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com, and memorials can be offered to the family in the care of Robin Vibrance. And Virginia M. Bushway, age 75 of Pigeon, passed away on Tuesday, May the 15th. Funeral services for Virginia M. Bushway, also known as Ginny Bushway, will be 2 p.m. Saturday, May 18th, at the Champaign Funeral Chapel. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service at 2 p.m. on Saturday. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond.